Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is vowing to expand efforts to address the city's affordable housing shortage. In his annual State of the City address last night, Walsh presented plans to raise $500 million over 5 years to support affordable housing. He also pledged to do more to address transportation problems and increase equity in the school system. WBUR's Simone Rios was at the speech and has this report.
We believe in our young people. We believe in our working people. We believe in our elders. We believe in our veterans and first responders.
Speaking at Symphony Hall, the mayor took stock of high notes, continued economic strength of the city, a reduction in crime, and signs of a stabilizing housing market. But Walsh also addressed longstanding struggles for the city. He called the Boston Public Schools a tale of two districts.
We are graduating an incredible number of talented, diverse, ambitious young people all across the city. But too much potential is still being lost for the students who face the toughest challenges. What we do, what it takes to be one great district. Every single student in every single neighborhood, in every single school.
Walsh touted investments in universal pre-kindergarten, longer school days, English language learning, special education, and $100 million in new funding aimed first at underperforming schools. The mayor zeroed in on transportation as a major problem that needs fixing. He expressed frustration with the state legislature. He said it's failed to fix the region's transportation woes. And he said lawmakers need to allow Boston to raise its own revenue to invest in transportation and other initiatives.
Other states have enabled cities as different as Los Angeles, Indianapolis, and Phoenix to use regional ballot initiatives to take a quantum leap forward in transportation. People voted for the projects and the revenue to fund them. Now they're being built.
The third pillar of Walsh's State of the City was housing. He said the city's current housing policy is working, and there are signs that rents and home prices are beginning to stabilize.
But they're still too high for too many people. There's much more work to be done. So tonight, I'm announcing an unprecedented investment, $500 million over 5 years to create thousands of homes all across our city, affordable to a range of incomes from our most vulnerable to the middle class.
That drew some of the biggest applause of the night. But the legislature needs to allow the city to raise the revenue if Walsh is going to be able to make good on his promise. Housing advocate Joe Kreisberg.
The mayor is showing real leadership, and we need the state legislature and the governor to also show leadership and pass the city's home rule petition to allow it to strengthen its own linkage and inclusionary development programs, allow it to establish a transfer tax to fund affordable housing. We need to make sure the city of Boston has the tools it needs to serve its own citizens and its own residents.
Not everyone agrees with the mayor's take on the state of the city. City Councilor Andrea Campbell says there needs to be more substance behind Walsh's big spending pledges.
It's not just about making an announcement that says you're going to invest millions of dollars. It requires a plan and a vision. If you are going to eliminate inequities in the Boston public schools, ensure that all of our families truly have access to a high-quality school, you have to do more than to make an announcement at the State of the City or throw more money at the problem.
Joining Campbell on the council this year is Liz Breeden. She says the mayor's housing vision resonates with her, but she wants to see more progress in her district.
Many of the issues that we're working on in the neighborhood, he's addressed. My concern is that out in Alston Brighton, which is the district I represent, we're building a lot of housing, but very, very, very little of it is affordable in the district.
Breeden says she's looking forward to working with the mayor to make sure he's able to fulfill his pledge to raise $500 million for housing over the next half decade. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.